I'd like to call this meeting to order. Nathan, would you mind us leading us in prayer?
Yeah, if you'll pray for me, please. Father, thank you for a beautiful day today, Lord. We pray you'll give us wisdom as we go through our agenda this afternoon. Thank you for all our administrators, staff, and those from the community who have made it here to be with us today. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. If everyone, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Has anyone asked for public comment?
No, sir.
Looks like we have 4 out of the 5 board members, so we do have a quorum. Item number 7. Proper procedures for board meeting notification.
Yes, proper procedures have been met.
Okay. Item number 8.
I recommend that we adopt the agenda.
Have the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
And this is our first budget hearing as well, just to make sure everybody knows this is our first official budget hearing.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 9.
I recommend that we approve the minutes from the August 10, 2026 meeting.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 10.
You have in your packet several policy manual revisions. Those are for your review. No action to be taken tonight, just for your review.
Okay. Item number 11, Ms. Robin.
Yes, it is budget hearing time, and we'll turn it over to Ms. Robin Cunningham.
I'll try not to take forever. I know it's a real interesting topic.
Oh, because it's in the black.
It's in the black. And this is their mission statement.
And with an audit.
And this is why we have our budget hearing. So we can get input from the public, and they'll help process our budget and tell us what they think is important. And this is our annual budget process. We start our budget, as soon as we do the 20-day report, we start looking at projections and everything for the next year. We start talking about staffing, we start looking with supervisors having meetings, we look at allocation, and so we get to this point of having finalized the budget and re-budget events. This is our personnel information. We've got 549.9 employees on staff. Out of that, 259 of them is teachers, 7 librarians, 10 and a half counselors, and admins 24.87. That is principals, assistant principals, and central office staff. And we got 233 support employees. And this is the breakdown per school. City Bluff has 73.75 staff. Center Elementary has 90.75. Center Middle is 55.43. And I know y'all may be wondering where all this 0.43, 0.75 is. But we have to break up staff across the county in this percentage of each staff across the county. Christian County High School has 54.38. Galesville is 47.52. San Rock is 89.28. Spring Garden is 64. And this is Central Office, countywide staff, and Career Tech, they're 70.79. And there's in the package that's laid out front that y'all can pick up, this package, there's a breakdown of all that for everybody to look at if you want to look at it. This is our average daily membership, and this is what our system's funded off of. And this is for the last few years. Mr. Ingram was nice enough to give me their projected enrollment for last week. This was 3,646 kids enrolled, which is down about 30 kids from last year. So we expect our ADM to be a little late for the coming year too, because it's been steadily dropping for the past few years.
and our fiscal year runs October 1 through September 30. And in our budget, we have five different types of funds. The general fund is only our operating account. Everything else is kind of restricted on how we spend money and say it. For our expenditures, there's nine different categories that we have put our expenditures in. Instructional services support, which of that is counseling, librarians, testing, speech, anything that supports a teacher. Operation and maintenance, auxiliary services for transportation, MCMP, general administration, capital outlay, debt service, and other services. So here's our combined budget. We're looking at $62 million in revenues for the upcoming year. $40 million of that is in state, $6 million of it's in federal, and local is $15 million. Here's our expenditures that I'm projecting. Now, this is a bare bone budget. We've not done the capital plan yet, so we don't really have our maintenance, our roofs, and that type of stuff in there yet. We don't have our capital projects in there yet. We've got to get that for the next one. But we're showing $59 million in expenditures.
Robin, do you know how much of that is considered salary and benefits?
I've got some sliders for you. Just a second. Beginning balance, we expect to carry over from this year into next year $25 million, and we project to end at $29 million for the end of 27. But like I said, we still don't have our capital projects in there yet, so that'll change some. Here's our revenue. Our biggest chunk of revenue comes from the state. We've got 64.5% of our revenue, state revenue. And most of that is, or they're telling us how to spend that. We don't have a lot of wiggle room on it. Our local revenues is 25%. Local revenues is local. But really and truthfully, $3.7 million of that is our match to our foundation. So it makes it about 19%. Of local revenues that we get to save up how we really want to spend it. And here's our expenditures. We spend 64.7% of all of our money on instructional. That's instructional services, librarians, counselors, teachers, anything that's hooked to the children, educating the children. Our maintenance is 7.5%, CMP is 7.5%, and transportation is 7.4%, so they're pretty close. Admin is 3.5%. Our debt service is 5%. And this, of that expenditures, 72% of it's on salaries and benefits. So majority of our money is tied up in staff, and that is really where the rubber meets the road with teaching the kids and stuff's instructional. Our purchase services, our materials and supplies. Out of the 72% for salaries and benefits, this is how it's broken down. 50.8% of our money is directly for certified staff. So, you know, half of our salary benefits is certified staff. Classified staff, which is our support,
thank you,
is 16% goes towards support. Our subs are at 1%. But you look at retirement, 9.5% of the money goes into retirement, and our insurance costs, our health insurance is 15.6%. And general fund, this is really the only thing, general fund is the only money we have control of. The state foundation is part of the general fund, but out of the $26 million we get for state foundation, which has increased from prior year, $864,000, 10 meals of it is our local money we have to put in the foundation program, which is $3.7 million. We have a required capital match that we have to put in, which is $124,000. And we get this money back from the state in monthly payments. But out of the foundation program, we have required expenditures. They calculate from our ADM, our 20-day report, how many earned units we have. And this year they decreased by 4.73%. So we had to reduce teacher units by that much this year. and they tell us her fringe benefits. They set her insurance rate base. So the insurance for an employee this year is $12,576 a year, which has increased $1,700 from last year. They set our retirement tier one and tier two. And of that, they tell us we have to give $1,000 classroom supply money to the teachers, $500 technology money, library money, professional development, and textbooks. Then we have to do a C&P pass-through. But we don't only give the money to just the teachers we earn. We give money to all of our classroom teachers across the county. So we add more to it. So out of that, $30 million, $27 million of it is for salaries and benefits, and that's how it broke down by department. We put $485,000 toward materials and supplies. That's about $90,000 more than we're required to. Like we give to every teacher instead of just state-earned units. Professional development is about $9,000 more than we're required to. C&P pass-through, we don't have to pass through all that money as long as they maintain a one-month reserve. So we normally don't have to send them the $1.2 million as long as they keep the reserve. This is our state nursing program. It has increased by $27,000 this year. Our transportation program has gone up. Our allocation is $633,000 this year. And we also got a little grant fund for fleet renewal. We've got six buses on order. The grant that we got will basically pay for one, because buses are running around $130,000 to $140,000 a bus. We've had them on order now for over a year because it takes about 18 months to get a bus nowadays. Upcoming for FY27, we'd like to buy 15 buses. So we've been trying to put back money and get ready for that. Our reading coaches, we get $85,000 for each ARI school for our reading coach, and it covers salaries and benefits. We have one reading intervention grant. It covers salaries and benefits of one teacher. Our OSR, we have 11 preschool classrooms across the county, and we get $1.3 million, but we're required to do a 25% match out of local funds. This is the second year of our RAISE Act. We're getting $888,000, which has increased $143,000, you can see. And the RAISE Act, they tell us the different categories we have to spend money in, but we're allowed to flex 10% of it. So for poverty and at risk, we get $445,000, and we're using that for career quests and software programs for our students. But we're flexing 10% of it for special ed to help cover some of the cost, rising costs of special ed. And then our EL program comes out of it, and our gifted program. Our O&M for Career Tech has decreased a small amount. This is used for material and supplies and equipment. Our JAG grant is $80,000. Our preschool program, this is for special ed preschools, has decreased by $4,000. And our math coach, this is our second year of math coaches, I think. And we get $450,000 for five coaches. Our technology coordinator fund has gone up by 2.5, and we get $74,000 for it, and it covers salaries and benefits. Mental health program grant, we get $40,000. Advancement in technology has gone down $1.2 million this time. And we're still getting and we're using it to cover building maintenance, technology needs, security program, fuel costs, and we're going to cover some buses in here, building insurance and capital outlay. Local money, we're getting $13 million. Abilene tax is 8.9. Out of the 14 meals we get, which is 5.6 million, 10 mil match of that, so Out of that, $5.6 million, $3.7 million has to be put towards the foundation program, for our imaginable foundation program. 3 mills is 1.2, 5 mills is 2 million. Our county sales tax is 4.3 million. We have business privilege tax, about 25,000. And then we have just some miscellaneous revenues. And these are our local expenditures. Of course, our 10 mil match, our debt service payments, our synergistics allocation. We give an allocation of $50 per student. So this is the allocation for this year, plus some balances that they want to roll forward that they haven't spent from prior years. And several years ago, the board gave $500,000 to each school. We've got $448,000 of that left. Our athletic supplements is $685,000, and then we do $1.4 million in local teacher units. And this is our federal dollars. This is our Title I. And the Title I we give, have set aside, which it covers the countywide expenditures, and we do school allocations. And this is the amount that I have, the Title I that's allocated to each school, if they get the budget on how they want to spend it. The Title IV and the Title II allocations, we are rolling to Title V. Title V is less restricted, so we roll it to Title V and we can spend it. We do stipends for the ACIP and reading coaches, supplements for federal program, mentors, peer helpers. We do extended contract for summers, professional development substitutes, professional development travel. We do a CED mental health contract, software and materials and supplies. The McKinney Dental allocation is $90,000 and it's pending still. IDEA, this is our special ed program. We get $1 million in Part B, and in the preschool we get $22,000. Special ed is a rising cost every year, and we're local funds have to pick up a good bit of that. A basic grant is $60,000, it's decreased by $12, and it's basically for vocational teachers. Our CMP program, we project to have $5 million in revenues, and expenditures is $4.4 million. Debt service, we've still got a few debt payments still out there. So our local funded is, we have $2.5 million in debt payments, and this is how it's broke down. The 2019, $90,000 of it comes from fleet renewal funds because we finance buses in the van. Our capital projects, this is our buses. We got some bus loans. Most of them are starting to pay off. Our PSF money, our public school funds, we're getting $1 million allocations. Part of it goes towards to pay the local warrant debts. But we've got $291,000 that we've got to figure out how we're going to spend it, but it'll be still on budget. The capital plan will determine that. So recap, we project to start with $25 million. Expect revenues of $62 million, expenditures of $59 million. Expect to end with $29 million. So that would leave us a 5 month operating balance as the budget stands now. But like I said, we don't have our roofs in, we don't have some buses in, we don't have our capital projects in. I know that was quick. If you got any questions, I'll be willing to answer them.
I don't have any questions about.
Is the federal always down like 20%, or is this they just cut it more recently? I'm new here, excuse me, sorry.
It's decreased this time, but you know, it just depends on what's going on in Washington.
All right, but yeah. I didn't know if this was a trending downward
It has been the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't have it. Thank you.
So Robin, what's your ideal money in reserves? It's kind of creeped up the past few years, and we've been able to put some back.
I like to have at least 2 months in reserve. It's required to have 1 month, but I like to have two.
Sure.
But yeah, we've got some, but like I said, we don't have our front building projects and stuff in, so that'll take some money.
So that would go to, some of that leftover would go to capital projects?
Yeah.
And then, you know, as our budget increases, which we're proud it does, but over 70% of the budget is for salary and benefits. So that's, you know, great news for our employees that they get raises and the state provides a lot of that. But also, when that budget increases, then our reserve, you know, the required reserve increases as well, so.
I don't think the problem is paying teachers.
No, sir, I didn't.
Not arguing. I just offered that. I don't think that's the problem.
No, we're very proud that our teachers get paid and get the raise that was afforded by the state legislature this year. And just trying to explain how it relates to the big picture.
I have a question, Robert. I think you were saying it was 62 in income, right?
Right.
And then we're spending 20, or we're spending 59.
59.
But our number's 29 now, and it's going to be 29 after that. Where's that other 3 million?
It's 25, and it's going to 29.
Okay, so it's 25 now. I got you, okay. And maybe I just misheard, so. The number, it was, she was saying, I thought she was saying we had 29, and then it was going to be 29 after. But I think she just meant it was 25 now, it's going to be 29.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you.
That makes sense, and it adds, okay.
Anybody else have anything on that?
Is this about to be adjourned, because I just want to make a comment?
Well, this is a budget hearing is where we are on our agenda.
And I didn't want to interrupt the general. I'm sorry for being late. I just wanted to express my concern for this app you're trying to make.
No, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the floor is not open for those kind of comments, so yes, sir.
Thank you. Let me know, please.
Item number 12.
Item number 12, I recommend that we approve the renewal of the ATBE, the General Liability Errors and Omissions Liability Fund Participation.
I have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 13.
I recommend that we approve the 2026-27 renewal of the ATBE Automobile Fund Participation.
I have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 14.
I recommend that we approve the agreements listed in your packet, 1, 2, and 3. Those are for orientation and mobility services, for counseling, and for sign language interpreting services.
I have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 15.
I recommend that we accept the bids listed in your packet, bids 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
So just for everyone's information, that's a waste management bid, the propane bid, Wittigen Electrical Supply, and Coca-Cola bid for Spring Garden School.
Where do I get to any discussion? Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 16.
I recommend that we approve the travel for St. Will Dodd and San Rock FFA to attend the National Convention in Indianapolis.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 17.
I recommend that we approve the professional development activities listed in your packet.
I have the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 18.
I recommend that we approve the superintendent's 2026-2027 sick leave committee representative.
I have the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 19.
I recommend that we approve personnel action items A through H.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 20.
You have in your packet the current job postings for your review.
Okay. Item number 21.
Yes, I don't have a lot under this. I do want to mention, though, I was able to go over to Galesville Friday evening for their football alumni night, celebrating 100 years of football. It was a huge crowd. They had a really great evening. I just want to commend them on that.
Okay. Item number 22.
All right. Under other, I do want to recommend that the board adopt the resolution that's listed in your packet.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
And also under other, the next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, September 14th, here in this room at 4 o'clock, and that will also serve as our second budget hearing.
Okay, if that is all, we stand adjourned.
Okay.